Well, today I'd like to talk to you about Robert Parrish, born August 30th, 1953. Played center. He grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, 7 foot zero, 230 pounds. Went to Centenary. And in the 1976 first round draft, he was the 8th pick overall. He was selected by the Golden State Warriors. He played from 1976 to 1997, and his number was double zeros. He played with the Warriors from 76 to 80, then the Celtics from 80 to 94, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Chicago Bulls. He was a 4-time NBA champion. He's 9-time NBA All-Star, All-NBA second team, All-NBA third team, the NBA's 50th anniversary all-time team. His double zeros are retired by the Boston Celtics, and he was a second-team All-American back in 1976. He has 23,334 points for a 14.5 points per game average. His rebounds were at 14,715 for a 9.1 rebounds per game average, and his blocks 2,361 for a 1.6 blocks per game average. He is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's also in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. And he's got a gold medal from the 1975 Pan American Games in Mexico City. As I watched him many years, I wasn't a huge Celtics fan, but I had to appreciate him and his abilities and his time playing with Bird and McHale and others. He just did the job. And he had this look on his face that was very stoic. And it was, his nickname was called The Chief. And he was named after, it says, the fictitious Chief Bromdom, a silent giant Native American character in the film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It always seemed like he was angry. In fact, to see a picture with him smiling was very, very rare. He was usually just intense. And so, watching him, he did the job. He got the job done. And so he gets a nickname, the Chief, not based on the fact that he was their leader, because many times they look to Bird and to McHale for that leadership on the team. So chief wouldn't be what the definition of chief is, which is according highest rank or office, the chief librarian or the company's chief executive, or of greatest importance or influence, the chief reasons or their chief accomplishment. But it made me think of the Westminster Shorter Catechism, which is something that was put together years ago by a denomination that basically they would work through it with their children, and they would ask a question and then there would be an answer. And that would be very, very rote, but after a while, because of that memorization, that would get locked in and thought through for that child. And so here's the question. The question, the Westminster Shorter Catechism was this: what is the chief end of man? What's the most important thing? What's the thing that should be highest on the list of a man in this catechism? The answer: man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And there's biblical basis to that. You see in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Or Romans 11:36, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to him be glory forever. Amen. So that's that man's chief end of glorifying God. Then enjoy him forever. That's part of the chief end of man. Psalm 73:24-26, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And then John 17:22-24, And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you gave me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. So the whole relationship of Christ to the Father, Jesus wanted us to have that same kind of relationship with his Father. And so it was about love. It was about enjoying God. Not this drudgery. Oh, I got to spend time with God. I got to pray. It's something that's so hard to do. Instead of, man, I get to talk to the King of the universe and he cares about me and I have a relationship with him and he's proud of me. And if there was a fridge in heaven, my picture is on his fridge. And to have that idea. So I'm glorifying God, but I'm also to enjoy him forever. And so when I think of this chief who's very somber, who's very solemn, who's getting a job done, who when I would watch him play, was just, he'd go about his business. I make the transfer over of, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. What is your picture? What is your idea of the Christian life? I want to be one of glory for God and enjoyment of him.